here at the Amica Mutual Pavilion. Wow.
Both teams, some golden opportunities in that third period. Breakaway by Colin Graf. He couldn't quite handle it. It would have been a better breakaway. Here's Lucius with a chance on a loose puck on the side of the net. Tons of room. And Duplessis just made a kick save. We saw William Whitelaw create a little bit a couple times, but oh man. A couple chances, but it feels like this could go a while.
It very well could go a while. So what they'll do, a 15-minute intermission. Basically, this will be the fourth period of play. 15-minute intermission. 20 minutes of 5-on-5 hockey. Sudden victory is what you'll call it. And we've now learned that Michigan State has survived in its regional semifinal down near St. Louis. A 5-4 overtime win over Western Michigan. Jeremy Davidson, the overtime goal. So Michigan State advances. Minnesota already has. Michigan will play North Dakota tonight, hoping to move on to the Elite Eight of the men's ice hockey tournament. And the Badgers hoping for an overtime winner in Providence to advance as well. It's Wisconsin 2 and Quinnipiac 2. We'll return in just a few moments. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
So it's Wisconsin 2 and Quinnipiac 2 as these two teams head to overtime in the NCAA regional semifinal here in Providence, Rhode Island. The winner will play top-ranked Boston College Sunday at 3 o'clock Central. If it's Wisconsin, we'll be on the air at 2:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Looking at that third period of play, the Badgers held Quinnipiac to only 5 shots on goal. Wisconsin, though, managed only 7. One of those 7 shots coming on Wisconsin's only power play of the game. Quinnipiac did take one penalty in the third period. The Badgers did not take any. Only 4 total penalties in this hockey game. 3 against Wisconsin. Badgers perfect on the PK. Again, Quinn Finley scored his 10th goal of the season. Finley, his only shot hit the back of the net. Joe Palatichuk with his 3rd goal of the season. He's got 3 shots on goal to share the team lead with Matthew D. St. Fowl and Daniel Lotch. Lotch with 3 block shots. Same with Ben Dexheimer. Badgers have 16 block shots here tonight. Meanwhile, for Quinnipiac, goals scored by Christoph Filion and Victor Chernekianer. Both have 2 shots on goal. Team leading 3 shots on goal for Jacob Quillen and for Davis Pennington. 2 assists for Zach Tupker. He's plus 2 so far tonight. Tupker also leading the way in the faceoff circle for Quinnipiac. He's 10 out of 17. The Badgers, Owen Mellenbacher, 7 of 12. Owen Lindmark is 10 out of 20. Kind of figured that this was going to be the type of game that we see between Wisconsin and Quinnipiac. I know Brand Pecknold, the head coach at Quinnipiac, said these teams were very similar in many regards. Mike Hastings agreed in some form or fashion. And, they play honest, hardworking hockey and limit their opponents to very few quality chances and certainly even fewer second chances. That's what we've seen here tonight, although both teams when they've had chances, there have been some great A looks.
There were. Just kind of going over my head in the third period, we talked about the Graf breakaway, but you think back, Wisconsin, Cruz Lucius had one on his stick that was an incredible save with the skate. Christian Fitzgerald in the slot. Seemed like he had all day. He kicked it to his stick and looked for his spot and just missed it. So Matthew D. saying foul, kind of a tricky shot that I think deflected off or at least was knuckling in on Duplessis that was stopped. Mostly Quinnipiac's chances have been when they've thrown it around the net and kind of just look for a mess of a goal. They yeah. scored their one to tie it in the second period kind of that way. It was a puck around the net. And that's kind of what has been their MO here so far.
So Wisconsin 2, Quinnipiac 2 as we get set for overtime here in Providence, Rhode Island. Two Zambonis out or ice resurfaces out taking care of the surface here tonight. It was great to see the Wisconsin band. There were, gosh, I want to say 30 band members that made this trip, and they're off to the far left up in the second level. Quinnipiac has its own band, Michigan Tech. And Boston College had their pep bands here. Just a good college atmosphere here at this regional in Providence. Would you agree?
I agree. And we got Boston, obviously, down the road, 40 minutes or so away. Quinnipiac not far away. And Michigan Tech did a heck of a job representing. They had a good crowd here. I think they sent a bus or two. They had a whole section of students that were chanting a lot of the game when it was close, especially. So it's been a decent atmosphere here. It's a kind of a nice rink. It's been here for a long time, but
yep.
You get up here where we're sitting, and it's got a good feel to it. Dark seats, which are a little bit interesting, but it's been a good host site.
Yeah, it's primarily a basketball arena for the Providence Friars. The American Hockey League's Providence Bruins play here. Before that, it was the Providence Reds. And they've had numerous concerts in this building and other events as well. But it's a cool hockey building, no doubt about it. Brown University serving as the host school here in Providence. The Badgers and Quinnipiac going to overtime in the NCAA regional semifinal, all knotted at 2. We'll take another break and check the rest of the NCAA scoreboard when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We're in between regulation and overtime NCAA tournament round one, Wisconsin 2, Quinnipiac 2. Badgers try to beat the defending national champs to take on the best of the best this season, Boston College, Sunday at 3 o'clock. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ryan Posick and Paul Capobianco here in Providence, Rhode Island. The Badgers and the Bobcats headed to overtime in this NCAA tournament opener. Let's go to Maryland Heights, Missouri. And the opening game of that regional between Western Michigan and Michigan State. Western jumped out to a 1-0 lead after one. Michigan State took the lead with two goals in the first 10 minutes of the second period. Western then scored three in about 3 minutes to take a 4-3 lead, but the Spartans rallied. Beg your pardon, a 4-2 lead, but the Spartans rallied. Nash Nienhaus pulled them within one at the 8:15 mark. Carson Dorwart, game-tying goal with under a minute to play. And then Jeremy Davidson gets the game winner at 8:47. Apparently his shot went off a defenseman, skate, and into the net, beating former Badger Cameron Rowe. Jeremy Davidson, the game winner for Michigan State. So the Big Ten champs advance to round two and a possible rematch with Michigan, a rematch of the Big Ten championship game that Michigan State won on its home ice last weekend. Michigan will play North Dakota. That game should start in roughly 45 minutes or so out near St. Louis. And then as far as the regional finals tomorrow in Springfield, Massachusetts, Denver against Cornell. And then at 6:30 tomorrow night, it's Minnesota and Boston University. That should be quite a show. You know, everybody's talked, Paul, about how good Boston College is. BU's not bad either. And when BU and Minnesota are on the ice together, there is a lot of talent to watch there.
Yeah, obviously everyone knows Minnesota out by us. BU, a couple of superstars. Macklin Celebrini, obviously, has been talked about plenty. The potentially number one overall pick coming up. And defenseman Lane Hudson is a pretty darn good player as well.
Yep.
He's a sophomore for them. Had a great freshman year and has been just continuing that on. And obviously have more talent than that. But they have been number two all year behind Boston College. So also that old BU-Minnesota rivalry dating back to the 80s.
Yep. And Minnesota beat BU last year in the national semifinals.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that'll be fun to watch, no doubt about that. It would be fun to watch Wisconsin and Boston College in a regional final. Badgers played BC in the national championship game in 2010. That didn't go well, but the one in 2006 did. But here it's overtime. Wisconsin and Quinnipiac still about 3 minutes away before they drop the puck. And, you know, we talked about how this is the 27th official appearance for Wisconsin hockey in the NCAA tournament. They've played a few overtime games in the Big Dance, too, haven't they?
Yeah, looking back here, trying to figure it out. The last time actually was in a game at the Kohl Center in 2008 against North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of those bonus years. Wisconsin got into the tournament, was the host school as an under 500 team.
They changed the rule the next year, right?
They changed the rule after that. Wisconsin, the 4 seed, took out Denver relatively easy in the first game at the Kohl Center, playing with house money, and then was up 2-0 on North Dakota in the third period. Ended up dropping a couple of goals in the third, and North Dakota won in overtime, unfortunately. But that was the last one. But obviously, the one before that was a pretty memorable one with at the Resch Center when Josh Engel hit Jack Skilly down the slot in a 1-0 game, third overtime against an ECAC opponent that sent the Badgers on to a magical finish to the 2006 season for sure.
Yeah. 100 shots on goal that day. Brian Elliott made 60 saves. David McKee made 59. He couldn't make the 60th as Skilly buried it from the left wing. And the Badgers went on to Milwaukee to win the NCAA championship in front of the home fans at the Bradley Center. What a great time that was, for sure.
And you look back a few of the championships, 77, 90, 2006, all of those had overtime wins for the Badgers on the way to winning national championships. The 77 one, both games at the Frozen Four, New Hampshire, and then also the Michigan game where the Badgers made a push and won in overtime.
Yeah.
So it's 6-3 all time for Wisconsin in NCAA overtimes.
That's good. That's about 67%, Paul. Did you know that?
I did.
All right.
And history in a case like that probably means very little.
It means absolutely nothing. You're right about that.
Continue the history, though. Last night, Quinnipiac played an NCAA game. They played overtime as well.
Yeah.
National championship game against Minnesota. It took them 10 seconds to finish it off.
Yep. Zach Metzel won the draw. Sam Lipkin set up Jacob Quillen 10 seconds in. Quillen beat Justin Close, and Quinnipiac beat Minnesota 3-2 to win the national championship. So the Badgers need to be mindful of that as they drop the puck for the overtime here in Providence. By the way, Wisconsin this season in overtime, 3 wins, 2 losses, and officially 2 ties. Quinnipiac has played 9 overtime games. 3 ended in ties. 5 ended in losses. They won only 1 overtime game so far this season. Kyle McClellan in goal right in front of us as he gets his water bottle from trainer Andy Rohde and sets it back behind the cage. And a long ways away is Vinny Duplessis, the Quinnipiac goaltender, kneeling over at his waist, gaining his thoughts, his breath, and getting ready to go as we start overtime here in Providence, Wisconsin and Quinnipiac. The next one wins it. Simon Tassie, Christian Fitzgerald, Quinn Finley on the ice with Daniel Lodge and Anthony Kerr. Quinnipiac counters with Jacob Quillen, Colin Graff, and Sam Lipkin. Quinnipiac won the draw, dumped it in. Lodge turns to go this near side. Quillen intercepts behind the net. Long range shot just off the webbing of McClellan's glove and wide. Oh, a turnover, and Quinnipiac had a chance. Now Christian Fitzgerald inside the Bobcat zone, found a loose puck and tried to put it on goal. It went off a stick and out of play. 20 seconds in overtime, 2-2.
Saw that play out front of the Wisconsin net. Kyle McClellan trying to make a save, kicked out his left foot, took out his defenseman. I think Mike Borlicki or whoever it was on that side of him. Fortunately, the puck came back around and out of the zone.
Here's De St. Fouls, Cilia, and Lucius with Dexheimer and Polatichuk. Face off to the right of Duplessis. Goes to the corner. Jaden Lee will scoop it out to center. Polatichuk can't handle it with his skate, but he holds up the forward, Serbone, just enough for Dexheimer to get the puck. And then Ben able to dump it down in. Moore moves it far side. Loose puck out of the point. Dexheimer thought about shooting. Instead, Cilia chips the pass off to Lucius in the corner. He left the puck there for a moment, then lost possession. Still now, the puck bounces around a little bit out near the blue line. Cilia tries to dump it deeper. Unable to do so. Battling through a stick check. Hands off Lucius. Slot pass De St. Fouls. Left wing. Polatichuk shoots one. Just missed. Oh, he went club side on Duplessis and missed. Long range shot by the sprawl falling. De St. Fouls goes wide. Polatichuk spun around in the offensive zone. Puck goes to the corner. Cilia trying to kick it free. Down to the right corner now. Bantle. And the puck played out to center ice. Zach Schulz with it. Oh, he just scooped it right back to the center circle. And then that puck was kicked right back to Mike Borlicki, thankfully. The Badgers were in the midst of a change.
Yeah, Schulz had some pressure on him.
Yeah.
Just try to get it at least go in the other direction there for a sec to buy some time. And it worked out okay.
Mike Borlicki. Down by the Badgers' net. Bumps it ahead now to Bantle. He'll loft it to the far corner. Oh, one of the Quinnipiac players just wiped out. That was McGee. Unfortunately, Jack Horbach lost his stick. Otherwise, he may have been able to do something with it. Loose puck at center ice. Good back check by Lindmark. Here comes Whitelaw in. Partial break. Leans into the defender. Tries to beat Duplessis. The puck loose right in front of the goal line. Cleared out of harm's way by the Bobcats. Wow! Whitelaw cut left, came back right, tried to beat Duplessis, and the puck crawled off his stick. It was loose in the crease right on the edge of the goal line before the Bobcats played it to the corner.
I think Whitelaw might have been on the ice because Horbach lost his stick, and he was going to get a new one. He missed it, and so Whitelaw jumped on the ice.
Here's Kerr now. Lead feed to the stick of Whitelaw. 1-on-3. Gains the line. Smartly dumps it in. Mellenbacher in on the forecheck. Whitelaw remains. Mellenbacher tied up. And now he battles back. Knocks the defenseman off balance. Puck lifted out to center. Wisconsin's Polatichuk settles it down. Now back to Rasinen of Quinnipiac. Now the Badgers' Finley has it. Whitelaw long shift. Finley stick handling through traffic. Lost it. Gets it back with the aid of Polatichuk. Here's Mellenbacher now out near the blue line. Lost the puck. Loose now. Picked up slot. Here's Whitelaw. Has it. Snaps it off. And a stave made by Duplessis goes to the corner.
Strong stick there by Whitelaw to hold that puck.
Polatichuk. Open man. Dexheimer sticking his way. He cuts down to the goal line. Centering pass for Finley. Intercepted by Legault of Quinnipiac. Grafnow will gain the red line. He'll dump it in and chase. McClellan out of his net. Couldn't handle the puck behind the net. Here's Graf forechecking. Polatichuk steals the puck. Centering pass goes off a leg. And now Finley tries to send it to center and cannot. Dumped right back down in by Anthony Cipollone. Wisconsin's Dexheimer able to get it off the stick of Tassie out to neutralize. Cipollone takes it from there and turns and dumps it right back down in. Polatichuk trying to fend off Chernekian air, and here comes Wisconsin's Dexheimer. Angled pass for Tassie, knocked free. Fitzgerald picked it up with speed, then he ran into a defender. Carries it to the corner now. Christian Fitzgerald battling in the far corner of the Quinnipiac zone, getting some help from Tassie. Tries to center to Lucius. He was tied up. Puck bounces off the near wall, and now backpedaling is Scholes on the hard-charging Alex Power. Power drop past Chernekian air. Chernekian air scored the game-tying goal for Quinnipiac with about 90 seconds left in the second. 2-2 game in overtime. 4:10 gone by in OT. Forlicky battling, lost the puck, had it for a moment, chipped back his way. Forlicky tied up from behind, fights through that, and the captain lifts it out through center. Should be icing on Wisconsin, and it will be. Icing on the Badgers, 15:33 to go in overtime. It's a 2-2 hockey game.
Oh, watching that play again by Whitelaw, just trickling towards the net. Didn't have a lot of juice on it left. The back checker for Quinnipiac was there to... Not even sure it would have actually ever made it over the goal line, how slow it was going, but golden opportunity.
Wisconsin uses its timeout after the icing call with Lucius Cilia, a decent foul, Scholes, and Vorlicky. So Mike Hastings elects to use his timeout. Kyle McClellan will go to the Badgers bench as well. Yeah, the shot by... When Whitelaw got it off, there wasn't any steam on it. It actually seemed to crawl off his stick. And DuPlessis appeared to get his left skate on it. DuPlessis also lost his stick in the process. And I'm not sure if the puck made contact with the stick to prevent it from going across the goal line. There just wasn't a lot of steam on that puck. I'm not sure if it would spun in on its own or not. But Whitelaw, that was a couple of opportunities for the Badgers freshman forward.
Yeah, we mentioned him. Feels like a few times tonight. Actually, the goal stick might have gotten in the way of Whitelaw finishing that off. When you look at the replay, kind of took a whack and hit the goal stick instead of the puck. But he's been awfully dangerous for Wisconsin on the offensive end. And he picked up his defensive play later in the game.
Face off to the right of Kyle McClellan. Owen Lindmark to take the draw against Mason Marcellus. Marcellus, part of the ECAC All-Rookie team. 14 goals, 36 points. Marcellus gets warned by the linesman. And now will they drop the puck or not? They do, and the Badgers win the draw. Good job by Lindmark. Lodge tries to protect, but throws an errant pass out to the point. Legault shot too high, bounces off the end boards. Look out! Oh, Treloar stopped, and it comes free, and Wisconsin's Horvath has it. There's Horvath, gains the red line, chipped it to the right corner. Bantle gives chase, can't get around Legault. Bantle falls down, taking out Legault. Now Bantle back up on his skates behind the Quinnipiac net. Horvath there too. Lindmark sneaking in the slot, but he's defended with a peek every once in a while by Cerbone. And now it's chipped out to center. The Badgers' Dexheimer will refeed. And the goaltender DuPlessis leaves it back for the defenseman. Quinnipiac gets a change. 5 minutes change into overtime. It's 2-2, Wisconsin and Quinnipiac. Only 19 shots on goal for Wisconsin in 65 minutes of hockey.
They only allowed 25 to
Quinnipiac. It's not bad either.
Quinnipiac.
Yeah. Kind of what we expected. Two of the best defensive teams in the country. Polatichuk from the red line shoots one on goal, and DuPlessis well out top of his crease. Sliding on his knees made the stop and just hung on. A faceoff to come for the Badgers, and David Cilia will take that draw. The senior from Arnprior, Ontario, playing in his 40th game as a Badger, the 138th of his collegiate career that started at Clarkson, then to Minnesota State. Cilia, 1 year of eligibility remaining. A number of Badgers have another year because of the pandemic, and they have options to return, could turn pro, or go elsewhere, as we now know with the transfer portal being open the day of the NCAA selection show, which makes no sense. Quinnipiac won the draw. Lead feed to Graff, canceled out by Palatichuk. But now Quilling catches up to it right wing, and it goes to the left wing, and a blast by Lipkin off the mark and all the way back into the Quinnipiac zone. Jaden Lee tried a head man for his teammate Lipkin, and they say they iced it. Icing on Quinnipiac, offensive zone faceoff coming up here in a moment for the Badgers. 2-2 game in overtime.
One way, Quinnipiac misses the net, goes around the ice, back to their own end, and then dump it back down in. And according to the referees, didn't quite get it there to the red line. And Badgers get another offensive zone faceoff.
Fitzgerald with Finley and Whitelaw right now. William earning another shift. He's right behind Fitzgerald, but Christian lost the draw, taken by Quinnipiac. Reaching for it, Kerr instead deflected back into the Wisconsin zone deep. Daniel Lodge up ahead to Whitelaw. Tried to redirect out of the zone. It bounced back to Fitzgerald. Kerr now ahead to Finley. Tapped it at the blue line and gives chase. Rimmed it to the corner now, and Whitelaw placed it back behind the net. Finley after it. Got a piece of it, but not strongly enough to get it to the point. Now Kerr trying to fend off Quillen. Quillen, left wing, left-hander spins back, out of trouble. Gets Whitelaw off balance, a shot that went towards the cage and directed back behind the net. Finley now, did he get enough of it out to neutralize? He did. Long shift for the Badgers freshman Finley, and then sent back down in by Quinnipiac. Look out, Badgers have Finley and Whitelaw out there, two freshmen who are both out of gas, it appears. 13-19 to go in overtime. 2-2 game. Kerr can't fend off Trinecki in air. Quinnipiac rims it around to the near side again. Finley sends it back to the left wing. After it is Alex Power. Fourth line out for Quinnipiac. Power, look out, carries it to the net. Oh, McClellan kept it out. Chance in front by Cipollone, goes up into the air. Long range shot blocked by Whitelaw. He came sliding out on his side, gave up his body to block that blast.
Oh, he committed to that one. He was down, he slid 20 feet. Fortunately, Quinnipiac was completely committed to the shot as well, and he made a great block to get the change.
And the Badgers badly needed a change, and now icing called on Wisconsin. They were able to change their five skaters, thankfully, but then accidentally iced the puck. Faceoff down in the Badger zone, 12:36 left in overtime, tied at two.
I think Lindmark, who was not out the whole time, but he was out there. He's still stuck out there. Yep. He's kind of leaning over.
You're right.
Trying to recover for this faceoff.
Lindmark to take the draw against Travis Treloar, the former Ohio State Buckeye. He's got 5 goals in his last 10 games. Treloar won the draw to the point. Right point, Legault. His shot blocked. It's loose in front. Where is it? Trying to locate it is Dexheimer. He's got it. Dexheimer skates to open ice far corner. Ahead now to Horbach. Sent it off the wall to the left hand of the defenseman, though. Rassinen, who dumps it back in. McClellan calmly behind his net. Paddled it near side. Palatichuk turned it over. Marcellus tried to go 5-hole in McClellan. Big right pad save. And then DeSaint Fowl backhands it out. Foot race now. Cilia and the defenseman. No. That's a terrible call by the linesman. He said icing on Wisconsin. Puck hadn't gotten to the goal line yet.
That's a tough one. Badgers did get Lindmark off during some of that, but we've seen that a few times. The race to the dot is where it is, but sometimes the puck isn't going to make it to the goal line. That one, it hadn't made it there yet.
That was tight. Face off to the right of McClellan. Again, the Badgers have used their timeout in overtime. Face off won by Wisconsin. Good work by David Cilia. Dexheimer with it. Up the left wing wall, Horbach muffed it a bit, and then he just iced it. This is really an icing. Yes, it is. And a face-off back in the Wisconsin zone again. All right.
Well, Horbach, presence of mind at least. He muffed it, but he knew just get the puck off the ice. Yeah. Play, make the safe play. If you're going to ice it, fine. Give the Badgers a reset. You don't want to turn the puck over right there outside the blue line.
Face-off to the right of McClellan. Tupker against Cilia. Cilia leans in, wins the draw to Palatichuk, who banks it off the glass and out. Loose puck picked up by Horbach now. Off to his right, across the line. Jack Horbach, goal line, to the corner. Double team there. Triple team there. No support from the Badgers. Now Cilia looking for the loose change. It pops to the near corner. Tassi out on the ice, out to the point. Lodge, his shot blocked, goes airborne. Loose puck. Horlicky picks it up. The captain to the corner. Horlicky behind the net, looking. finding Lotch, and he couldn't handle the pass to the blue line. He's got to hustle after it back at center ice. Daniel Lotch cuts left, looks for a teammate. Up ahead, Tassie tried to one-hand it. Lucius didn't get through. 11-11 to go in overtime. 2-2 Wisconsin and Quinnipiac. Borlicki, we've got a whistle. We got a penalty coming up on the Badgers captain as Filion dropped his stick as Borlicki made contact with it. And then Tassie skates by Filion, who dives to draw another penalty. Nothing called, but Borlicki will get a penalty. 2 minutes for slashing at 8:54. And so Quinnipiac will get its fourth power play of the game. 0 for 3 so far. Second penalty of the night on Badgers senior captain Mike Borlicki.
Yeah, a light interference with a Quinnipiac player chipping the puck pass and trying to get around. And this one just in the corner along the boards. Lost his stick. And Badgers, don't need to understate this, but it's a big kill. The Badgers power play, or penalty kill, has been pretty good.
Off the wall, Lee's shot ricochets around after McClellan. Initial save, care pushed into the far corner. Oh, that was a little scary for Wisconsin. Out to Jaden Lee. Here's Graff. He shoots one backside. Quillen tied up by Kerr. Can't get his stick down. It went through the crease. Now Graff shoots one. Save made McClellan. Rebound. Oh, he covers. Oh, Lipkin had a chance inside the hash mark straight away. And the puck eventually squirted to McClellan after his big left pad save on Hobie finalist Colin Graff.
Puck came right out to the slot. I think it went in his skates for Graff, and he couldn't quite handle the puck. That gave McClellan some time to recover and make it difficult because it was going to be a look like an easy putback.
Kyle McClellan has stopped 27 of 29 shots here tonight. One of the best seasons a goaltender's ever had in Wisconsin history. David Cilia to take the draw. The Badgers are shorthanded for the next 90 seconds, and the puck went through center ice down to the Quinnipiac zone. Badgers do have two shorthanded goals this season. Quinnipiac has allowed six. Here comes Lipkin across the line. Drop pass near side. Knocked off balance was Cerbone. Badgers took it away. Polatichuk will throw it to the corner. D. St. Fallon, Cilia, and Polatichuk and Dexheimer all need changes anyway.
Yeah, it looked like if he had a thought of going up the ice, it was a 3-on-2 for Wisconsin, yeah. I think, but made the conservative play, probably the smart play, and
right.
Just dumped it down and got new bodies on the ice.
Into Lipkin, far side Graff, straightaway Lee, back to Graff. He's got a team-leading 22 goals, does Graff. Here's Cerbone now. Straightaway Lee, left wing Graff, centering pass Lipkin off the stick of Wisconsin's Kerr.
Big stick by Kerr.
Yep, out to the point now, Cerbone, back to Lee, left wing Graff, looking, shooting, it got through, and McClellan got his left pad on it, then covered. And then a mad scramble afterwards, a pile of humanity in the Badgers' crease. Cerbone or Lipkin got knocked down.
Pretty much a bulldoze through Kyle McClellan after he had the puck covered up. Kind of down, stick on his glove, and just kind of pushed him into the net.
36 seconds left in the 2-minute minor to Borlicki for slashing. McClellan remains on his knees trying to gather himself a little bit. Yeah, he got shoved back into the cage. No worry for his legs to go. Face off to his right. Referee's giving him a little bit of time, but not much. Now the Quinnipiac fans are getting a little perturbed. Again, the Badgers, 36 seconds left to kill off on this penalty. It's a 2-2 game in overtime. Tellier out to Pennington, walks down the left wing, looks back side, intercepted by Cilia. He fights through a stick check or two, leading a 2-on-1 shorthanded D. St. Foul. Right wing shot, not much on it. Partially blocked behind the net. D. St. Foul had it whacked off his stick, and now Quinnipiac's got it again on the rush. 15 seconds left on the power play. Here's Treloar's shot, saved by McClellan. He misplayed it, went off his blocker and actually ricocheted back to the left corner.
Definitely not what he wanted.
No, 7 seconds left. Look out. Here's Tellier, try to put it in front, taken away by Cilia, and then sent out to center ice. Not strongly enough for icing. The Badgers kill off the penalty to Borlicki. 4-for-4 on the PK. Pass up the middle. Here's a chance. Ternikianer scores, and Quinnipiac wins in overtime. The Bobcats end the Badgers' season.
Max essentially a breakaway.
Victor Chernekianer. Second goal of the game. The fourth line centerman allows the defending national champs to advance to round two of the NCAA tournament for a matchup with top-ranked Boston College on Sunday. The coaching staffs shaking hands at center ice. The Bobcats celebrating in the neutral zone while the Badgers gather around their star goaltender, Kyle McClellan, who gave Wisconsin a chance to win virtually every game he played this season. And he certainly gave them a chance to win here tonight. But the Bobcats hold Wisconsin to 20 shots on goal. They get 31, and the last of which off the stick of Victor Chernekianer. And Quinnipiac still with a chance to defend last year's national championship. 2-2 the final, beg your pardon, 3-2 the final score here in Providence as Quinnipiac advances while Wisconsin's season ends with a record of 26 wins, 12 losses, and 2 ties. Postgame show in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Spring is in the air, but so are airborne allergens like tree pollen, grass, mold, and ragweed. If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navaj Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navaj helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navaj gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navaj springs into action quickly, helping you breathe more clearly in just 30 seconds. And you don't need a never-ending cycle of decongestants that can leave you feeling drowsy. Navaj is the fast and easy drug-free allergy solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Get Navaj today so you can get outdoors and enjoy your favorite springtime activities. Navaj is available online at Navaj.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick here in Providence. heartbreaking end to a wonderful season for the Wisconsin Badgers and first-year head coach Mike Hastings. The defending national champions from Quinnipiac knock off Wisconsin in overtime. 3-2 the final as Victor Chernekianer scores the game-tying goal late in the second and then gets the game winner at the 11:04 mark of period number four of the overtime session. So Quinnipiac now 27-9-2 will play Boston College in the regional final on Sunday. Those two teams met in the very first game of the season back in October, and Boston College beat Quinnipiac 2-1 long time ago. We'll see if the Bobcats can handle the high-flying Eagles on Sunday. Again, the Badgers end their season 26 wins, 12 losses, and 2 ties. Paul Capobianco has the chore of selecting our three stars of the game, brought to you all season long by Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Paul?
Fortunately, I think I'm going to go with two Quinnipiac players, including the third star, Vinny Duplessis.
Duplessis.
Thank you.
You're
Duplessis.
Welcome.
He really, just going back to, he made the stop on Cruz Lucius. That was a huge one in the third period. He did enough to create, to stop William Whitelaw on the breakaway here in overtime, just enough to keep it a couple inches away from the goal line. And those were two humongous plays in this game that either one of those, and it's a Badger victory you're looking at instead. So player of the game for two saves pretty much, even though Quinnipiac did a great job limiting Badger shots. But I think they ended up probably with the better chances, especially in the third.
Yeah.
Number two star, I'm going to go with the Badger, Joe Palatichuk. Had the Badgers what turned out to be what gave them the lead 2-1 in the second period early on. Played, I mean, he was a freshman. We saw it earlier in the year. He looked very confident. He looked like he was really confident tonight. Didn't play like a freshman. Obviously, no one is at this point, but he just had poise and was pretty good for Wisconsin. And the number one star, the other 14, unfortunately, for Quinnipiac, had the tying goal, the winning goal. Caught the Badgers, I think, on a line change there at the end, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So Victor Chernekianer.
Very close. Chernekianer. That was great. Sorry.
No,
I'm
you're
looking
good.
For
a couple of goals
right now.
Again, late in the second period, you get a tied on a loose puck and then taking advantage of a line change of Wisconsin. I kind of mentioned, or maybe a little foreshadowing of Wisconsin earlier in the game when Quinnipiac was making their changes on that side of the ice going to the right in front of their zone. They had guys out front of the blue line and trying to catch Wisconsin on a line change, and it worked out in the overtime, and they finished it off with a 3-2 victory.
Yeah, and again, a long, because of when they switched sides to go to overtime, that made for long changes. A lot of ice to deal with when trying to make a change, and, you know, you're playing more time than you thought you might about halfway through overtime, so an additional 9-10 minutes or so. And congratulations to Quinnipiac, the ECAC champions, regular season champions, advancing in the NCAA tournament while the Badgers' season comes to an end. Our three stars of the game all season brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Our energizing performance of the game is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
It's Quinnipiac, which advances to the regional final here in Providence. The defending champs beat the Badgers in overtime. 3-2 final score. Energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Paul, who do you got?
I think this one's an easy one tonight. Yeah. Badgers had a first period. They got four shots. They came out in the second, killing a penalty, and Simon Tassie went to the corner, forced some pressure. Quinn Finley picked off a pass, went in on a pretty much a breakaway, and finished to get the Badgers back with a goal. It got another one shortly after that to take a 2-1 lead at the time. Definitely energizing. It changed the whole complexion of the game. The first period, Quinnipiac was kind of smothering and kind of opened it up a little. Badgers got some confidence, felt better about themselves, started playing better, and that definitely energized the Badgers.
Now, energizing performance brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Hey, great job this season. Thanks so much for all of the work you do on the Badger Sports Network and what you do for the University of Wisconsin and making it easy on me. And it was a wonderful season. You double your win total from a year ago. You actually had three more wins this year than you had the last 2 years combined. Back in the NCAA tournament, something that I know Badger fans would like to make a regular occurrence. But certainly the job that Mike Hastings and his staff did and the players buying in and entertaining us from October until this very last day here in the end of March. It was a fun ride to go through, and you can only wonder and think about what's next season.
For sure. I mean, it was a great journey, great improvement. When you get here, you get greedy. You want to keep going. You get to the tournament, anybody's ball game. Didn't work out here tonight. It'll be some pain tonight for a lot of the Badgers on the team, Badger fans. But it'll wear off, and it'll be something you remember going forward. For the players will remember, the coaching staff will remember, and kind of make this a regular occurrence.
Yeah, I hope so. Nice job, Paul. Thanks so much, Brad. Sure, that's Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications. When Paul wasn't on the air, it was Ian Perrin. Who was on the air on the Badger Sports Network with me calling Badger hockey games this season. So, Ian, thank you so much for all your work as well. The Badgers fall in overtime to the Quinnipiac Bobcats, 3-2 the final. More of our post-game show. Hope to hear from Associate Head Coach Todd Cannott. Other things on the way. Highlights as well. Scores from the rest of the NCAA tournament, too. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real Badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back in Providence, Quinnipiac beats Wisconsin in overtime, 3-2. Wisconsin season comes to an end. The Bobcats advance to the regional final to play top-ranked Boston College on Sunday. Elsewhere in the NCAA tournament, earlier today here in Providence, the top-ranked Eagles blew open a close game by scoring four goals in the third period and beat Michigan Tech 6-1. Ryan Leonard had two goals and 4 points. Cutter Gauthier scored a couple of times. Jacob Fowler, 23 saves, as BC won its 13th straight game. During that span, the Eagles have outscored opponents 70-23. So Quinnipiac will try to handle Boston College on Sunday. Maryland Heights, game one of that regional, went to Michigan State. The Spartans were down a pair, 4-2, but rallied to tie the game. Carson Dorwart with a game-tying goal with about a minute to play in regulation. And then Jeremy Davidson credited with a game-winning goal in overtime, a 5-4 Spartans win. The Big Ten champions get 34 saves from Trey Augustine to advance. Meanwhile, Western Michigan starting goaltender, former Badger Cameron Rowe, stopped 27 shots in a losing effort for the Broncos. So Michigan State awaits the winner of the finale of that regional tonight, or the final game of the night at that regional, Michigan and North Dakota. Apparently, tickets were going for over $1,000. The arena only seats 2,500. North Dakota travels, well, the entire city. For the most part, Michigan has a pretty good travel party, too. That would be a whale of a game, Michigan and North Dakota. The winner will play Michigan State in the regional final on Sunday. And then yesterday in Springfield, Massachusetts, Denver outlasted Massachusetts, winning in double overtime 2-1. Cornell beat Maine 3-1. So it's Denver and Cornell in the regional final tomorrow. Also, Boston University and Minnesota. BU beat RIT 6-3. The Gophers knocked off Omaha 3-2. So that'll be fun to watch Minnesota and the BU Terriers go at it tomorrow afternoon. Fortunately, the Badger season ended here today in Providence, Rhode Island. 3-2 in overtime. Quinnipiac victorious, and we'll have our highlights when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger, spring is right around the corner and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Register today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. The Crazy Legs Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, and WMTV 15. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Well, the last couple of days in Providence, Rhode Island have been rainy and gloomy, kind of the way Badger fans are feeling right now as Quinnipiac knocked off Wisconsin here today in the NCAA regional semifinal, a matchup of two teams that hadn't played since 2023. And in fact, you know, or excuse me, 2003. The Badgers swept the Bobcats at the Kohl Center that season and actually went on to the NCAA tournament, almost made the Frozen Four that year before losing to Maine in overtime. The Badgers, a fantastic regular season, did not perform well in the Big Ten playoffs, losing 2 out of 3 to Ohio State, had to wait 19 days to play a game. Meanwhile, Quinnipiac, disappointed it didn't win the ECAC postseason tournament, had to wait about a week and a half or so, a little less than that, to try to get back on track. The Bobcats, of course, the defending national champs, and here are the calls of the game. Wisconsin's Charlie Stramel, pass in front, they score out of the far corner. They put the puck in front of the net and chipped in by Christoph Filion. And Quinnipiac, 2 minutes and 12 seconds in, takes a 1-0 lead. Which is, oh, here's a steal. Finley looking, shooting, scoring! Quinn Finley steals right down the slot and zipped it past Duplessis. We're tied here in this NCAA opener. He now cuts back towards the slot, working to his left. Polatichuk near the blue line, walks down the wall to the goal line. Tough angled shot, stopped by Duplessis. Picked up Polatichuk. He wrapped it around and scored. Joe Polatichuk gives Wisconsin the lead. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald tries to clear, didn't get anything on it. Held in by Legault. Far side, Pennington rising, shot knocked down. Oh, McClellan able to stop the initial shot, then the rebound attempt by Quillen, and he covers. One by Quinnipiac. Long-range shot redirected. Stopped by McClellan. Picked up and scoring is Victor Chernekianer. It's 2-2. The puck went the other. Now a lead feed and a breakaway for Colin Graff. He flubbed the puck. Now picks it up. Shoots one. McClellan stopped him. Rebound put in front from behind the net. Now Graff shoots one. Save made. McClellan. Rebound. Oh, he covers. Oh, Lipkin had a chance inside the hash mark straight away. And the puck eventually squirted to McClellan after his big left pad save on Hobie finalist Colin Graff. Put it in front, taken away by Cilia, and then sent out to center ice. Not strongly enough for icing. The Badgers kill off the penalty to Borlicki. 4-for-4 on the PK. Pass up the middle. Here's a chance. Chernekianer scores. And Quinnipiac wins in overtime. The Bobcats end the Badgers' season. 3-2 the final score here from Providence, Rhode Island. The Badgers, again, got off to a rough start. Only 4 shots on goal in the opening period. Quinnipiac had 10, and Christoph Filion scored the first goal of the game as the 11th of the year at 2:12 with assists to Christoph Tellier and to Zach Tupker. It remained 1-0 until early in the second period when the Badgers finally got on the board. Quinn Finley, a steal and score. Finley's 10th goal of the year, his first goal in 14 games. It came at 1:46. It was a 1-1 game. Minute 15 later, Joe Palatichuk made the play from the blue line, dancing down the left wing. Initial shot carried back behind the net, and then his wraparound snapped a 33-game goalless streak for Palatichuk, the freshman defenseman, his third of the year. Ben Dexheimer and Owen Mellenbacher helpers, and 3 minutes into the second period, the Badgers had a 2-1 lead. But then Victor Chernekianer scored the game-tying goal on a loose puck in front of the net at 18:28, sixth goal of the year for Chernekianer, getting assists on the play from Ivari Rasinen, as well as Zach Tupker. And so at that point, it was 2-2. The Badgers had only 10 shots on goal through 2 periods of play. They had 7 in the third and held Quinnipiac to 5. Neither team could score in that final period of regulation, even though the Badgers had their only power play about 5 minutes left in the game, but unable to convert. Think they mustered only 1 shot on goal during that power play. We went on to overtime. Mike Vorlicky took a slashing penalty. The Badgers able to kill it off, but shortly